The YMCA of Northeastern Ontario announced a number of programming adjustments on Tuesday in response to the provincial government's new public health measures to slow the spread of COVID-19. The adjustments include the temporary closure of the gym at the YMCA located on Durham Street in downtown Sudbury from January 5 to January 27. Our winter program session will be adjusted to reflect the temporary shutdown. We will share more information with you soon, the YMCA said in an email to members. Members will have three options to choose from during the temporary shutdown, which they can indicate in an online survey that must be completed by January 6. You have the option to keep your membership active and access equipment rentals, personal training, and all of our programming through Y at Home Plus, said the email. This option includes access to more than 100 fitness classes per month, including yoga, Ariba, bar, Total Fit, boot camp classes and more, in addition to hundreds of on-demand fitness videos plus meditation and mindfulness classes. Interactive activities for children and youth will also be available in addition to meal planning classes with Dr. Sarah Lucas. To participate in virtual programming, your membership fees must be active. You cannot participate in virtual programming while on hold, said the YMCA. Members will also have the option to convert their membership dues into a donation to the YMCA. This will ensure that we can continue to help build back stronger communities now and past the pandemic. You will receive a charitable tax receipt for donated membership fees, said the YMCA. Those who do not complete the online survey by January 6 will have their membership fees placed on hold for the next 21 days. The hold will be extended if the YMCA is notified by the Ontario government of a longer closure. The online survey will be provided directly to members. Anyone with information should contact Kendra MacIsaac, the YMCA's Vice President of Health and Wellness, at kendra.macisaac@ymcaneo.ca. During the closure of schools for in-person learning and the transition to remote learning, our early learning childcare programs, infant, toddler, preschool, will remain open and operate as per usual, said the YMCA. Our before and after school programs will be closed during the entire school closure period. Parents should note that no school age spaces will be lost or charged during the closure period. School age programs will resume once children return to in-person learning. We apologize for the short notification and understand this is a very difficult situation for all and appreciate your patience and understanding at this time, said the YMCA. Please know that the continued health and well-being of our children and families are of the utmost importance to us. The YMCA will be participating in the Ministry of Education's Emergency Childcare Program for school-aged children for eligible essential services workers at no cost to families. Once more details are released, we will be sharing the ministry's eligibility essential service list and the process for registering your child in emergency childcare with the YMCA of Northeastern Ontario, said the YMCA. Please speak with your childcare supervisor or manager or email us at careerrequest@ymcaneo.ca for more information. YMCA Employment and Immigrant Services will continue to operate remotely during the shutdown. Contact employment-info@ymcaneo.ca for more information. YMCA John Island Camp registration for summer 2022 will proceed on January 12. We are in this together, and we will continue to be here for you even if we can't see you in person, said the YMCA. As always, we will continue to share updates with you throughout this temporary shutdown. For more information, visit ymcaneo.ca. Colleen Romaniak is a local journalism initiative reporter at the Sudbury Star. The local journalism initiative is made possible through funding from the federal government.